Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 36. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." Every 4 years, American citizens get to elect a president who will lead the country for the next 4 years. Many issues in those elections come down to wealth and health. Which candidate is going to promote policies that improve or preserve health and safety and put more money in my pocket? People looked at Jesus and thought he would make the perfect political leader. He saw people in need and sought to help, often in powerful and miraculous ways. He fed the hungry, healed the sick, and even raised the dead. If Jesus were king, maybe their troubles would all go away. Money problems, relationship problems, and health problems would all be solved. If not for everyone, at least for his most loyal supporters. But the reality is that Jesus doesn't always bring outward success. He doesn't build a following through the things that our selfish hearts crave. And that leads many to turn away from him. Jesus was once put on trial before the political authorities of his day. One of the charges was that he claimed to be a king. But Pontius Pilate, who presided over the trial, didn't think that Jesus looked or acted much like a king. Jesus explained, "My kingdom is not of this world." Jesus, the Son of God, didn't come to selfishly seek worldly wealth, political power, or personal gain. He came to give of himself and to serve the world. He came to conquer the devil and overcome sin and its curse. He came to fight for our souls. And he won the fight by overcoming temptation, enduring death and hell, and rising from the dead. Because Jesus fought as our King, we have something far better than worldly wealth or success. We have been set free from sin and rescued from death. We are citizens of Jesus' heavenly kingdom, where we will live with him in perfect joy forever. Hail, King Jesus! King Jesus, thank you for fighting to set me free. Keep me from turning away from you, so that I may enjoy the eternal riches of your heavenly kingdom. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.